Hey friends, two more days of Proverbs. We're in July 30th. Welcome to Pray Today, and I want to read from you. Now, this 30th chapter of Proverbs is written by a guy named Agur, A-G-U-R, Agur. And nobody really knows who Agur was except that he was a wise teacher, and his name was Agur, and he puts in a lot of cool things here in the 30th chapter of Proverbs. And one thing that he says, and we've talked a lot as a church and even in Pray Todays about God giving us what we need, not just what we want. We've talked a lot about riches. We've talked a lot about taking care of the poor. We've talked about the downfalls of being rich and how that doesn't bring happiness. And I love how verse 8 and 9 really pull this out and pull this all together, culminate this. Listen to this. Keep falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread. Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you and say, who is the Lord? Or I may become poor and steal and so dishonor the name of my God. You know, I don't know who this Agur guy was, but I'll tell you this. He knew what it was to have wisdom. He says, Lord, I don't want to be rich, but I don't want to be poor. Give me what I need. Because if I have too much, then I'll sin by discrediting God and deciding that I earned it all myself, and I'll have too much and disown you. And if I have too little, I might be tempted to sin. But God, just give me what I need. You know, I think that our prayer lives would grow so much if we would make it a constant practice of God asking God to give us what we need today. And even taking it a step further and allowing God to decide what it is that we need. We are to pray in faith, no doubt about it. We are to pray in faith. But sometimes I think our desires get in the way. And sometimes I think that we don't ask God's will to align with our will. Or maybe the other way around, our will to align with God's. Let's pray about this today. Lord, would you give me only what I need today, so I don't forget that it all comes from you. Lord, I pray that you would give me my daily provisions. I pray that you would give me discernment to know what I do need and what I don't need. And when that's not your desire, Lord, I just default to you giving me what you think I need. Lord, there are people in my life that need healing, and I want to pray in faith that you would touch them and heal them and be glorified. There are people that I know who are hurting, and when I ask you, Lord, to provide their needs for them. And Lord, there's things in my life that I feel that I need. There are prayers in my life that I have prayed over and over again, and I don't yet see the answer. But I know what your word says about how much you love me and how much you care about me and how much you care even about the little details of my life. And Lord, though I fully don't comprehend how to find that line between praying in faith for big things and seeking your will, Lord, I think the answer to it is that my will lines up with yours. And so that's what I ask for you to do, is to align my will with yours. So that as I pray, I filter those prayers through what you want for me. God, you are a gracious, giving, generous God. thank you for what you've given me. And may my friends and I in this moment just begin to list the things that you've blessed me with, a family that loves me. For some of us, children. For some of us, a mentor. For food on our tables, for work and financial stability. For always pulling us through the most difficult times in our lives. For always being there for us and with us. You are for us. Let us not forget that today. Would you go with us throughout this day? Give us our daily bread, Lord, and may it nourish us. May we show your love to others. May people see us and see a difference. In Jesus' name, amen.